This meditation is about getting into contact with a new energy that is out there, a positive, extraordinary energy that you saw begun rising in complexity through the 90s as crop circles became more and more complex and more sophisticated, and then going beyond that into other areas, and now it is emerged in the Phoenix Lights, and it is emerging in a sudden increase in the complexity of orbs. Orbs have been denigrated as nonsense, but it's not true. There is something going on there, and coming into contact with any of these things brings you a new, richer intelligence and the healing energy into your life that is absolutely essential at this time for the survival of this species, because this world is being enclosed in clouds of darkness. The discussion of orbs with Julie Ryder, a remarkable thing that where suddenly these very complex objects are appearing, like the one you can see in the subscriber section, and the objects are bringing with them something similar to what is being brought at every level, a healing energy. And for those of you who listen to Dreamland, you can find yet another representation of this energy in the work of Dr. Lynn Cotai, who noticed, was the first person to notice the Phoenix Lights. They came to Dr. Lynn for a reason, and Dr. Lynn gradually brought them to the world after they became the single most extraordinary UFO event in history, beautifully and extensively documented, lied about, of course, by agents of the U.S. government and by the typical skeptics group, but it's only lies. It's of no importance. We need to concentrate on what is really there and what it has on offer for us, because something is on offer. As you know, I have explored, and quite carefully over the past few months, the dark side or negative side of the close encounter experience. Now it's time to go for it in a whole different way, and suddenly we're not looking at beings anymore, but rather at energies, at forms of light, at forms of energy that have living consciousness. What the master of the key, and if you have not read the key, please do read the key. I'm not trying to sell books, I'm just telling you it's terribly important. Read the key. The path also. Read the path. That ancient path has been there for thousands of years, only recently reemerging after nearly 30 years of work on my part. It reemerges. Take it to heart, because these things are very real. They are very useful. In any case, the master of the key says, he speaks of conscious energy. And that's exactly what we are facing here now and beginning to learn to work with. It is offering itself to us in dozens of different ways. Now, what I'd like to do is go into a type of meditation that will help you open yourself to this conscious energy, to this positive energy, that will enable you to come into contact with it and to begin to rise to a higher level, a much more Christic level of existence than we are normally in. It is available now in ways and in a strength that it will grow, and it has not been like this before, not for thousands of years. Please pay heed. Before we go into it, into the actual practice of the meditation, which is very simple, I would like to talk a little bit about the two polarities of personality, the negative polarity such as mine and the positive polarity such as Dr. Lynn's or Julie's. These different types of personality in nature attract different types of influences from the outside. My type will attract the dark and not necessarily evil, but the filled with knowledge. And my search, indeed, is a very knowledge-oriented search. Dr. Lynn's search is quite different. It's a search for ecstasy. And you can find it in the way she speaks about her experience and the, or in Julie Ryder's wonderful discussion of healing, or in the resonance, the extraordinary resonance of Randall's voice in his conversation with Anne. These are positively oriented personalities, and what is on offer from us, from the positive, is going to come through them. But it is going to rest, making it focus and bringing us into relationship with it in a useful way, is going to rest in the knowledge gained from people at whose personalities are at the opposite polarity like mine, because we are the ones who have gone out into the dark and learned how to do this. This is how this works. Positive doesn't mean the good guys and negative the bad guys. This is not a Disney movie. It's much more complicated than that. Of course, beings in the negative polarity can be very dark and very dangerous, and there are some of that around in this world. But that's not all that's here, and not all of the beings who are in the same polarity that I am are evil at all. And on the contrary, it is possible to be very, very good and in the negative polarity at the same time. It's all a question of dance, and if you look at my book, The Path, you'll find out how to do that dance, and it's essential that you learn this in order to proceed with contact as it unfolds, because after the positive energies come into contact and relationship with us, the next step is going to be the negative energies. They are going to come into contact with us too. And we're going to have to learn and know how to gain value from them as well. But right now, this enormous positive energy stands arrayed like an ocean of angels in the face of the very real evil that threatens us literally on all sides in this world. The light of planet Earth is going out, and a rescue squad is here. Call it angelic if you wish. Call it Christic if you wish. But those of us who are open to it and sensitive to it can taste its holiness, its excellence, and its relationship to the fundamental aim of all conscious life in this universe, the journey into ecstasy. Now listen to this meditation. You sit and you meditate in the way that we have talked about before so many times. And I will just briefly reiterate that and take it to heart. You sit, you know, I'm perfectly capable of telling how many people are actually doing these meditations, and it's not many, very few of you. You're very passive. You listen to this, but then you don't actually go do it. So I urge you to set yourself a time right now. Write it down on a piece of paper. 15 minutes when you will do this. You will do this. 15 minutes of quiet time in your day when you will do this. Sit down. Preferably sit with cross-legged on the floor. If that's not comfortable, sit in a chair. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. The important thing is that the spine be straight, and this is an orientation to the earth below you. The spine be straight. You do not have to be at the ground level. You can be up in a building. It doesn't matter. But the straightness of the spine does matter, because energy is flowing up out of the earth all the time, and it will flow up your spine much more easily if your spine is straight and oriented vertically to the surface of the planet below you. You will, once you're like that, sitting quietly, take your attention, and remember, your attention is usually just passive. It's not really used as a tool. But it can be. It can be. You can change. Your attention can become a tool. So now you're sitting quietly, and we're going to make your attention a tool. You're going to take your attention away from your thoughts. You're going to put it first on your left foot, then your right foot, and you're going to put it on the sensation of your foot. The sense the nerve endings are sending to your brain, the feeling of your presence of your foot. It's nothing magical. It's just how it feels sitting there in the shoe or sock or barefooted or how it happens to be. There's nothing specially magical about it. Then you go to back and do your whole leg, first left, then right, then hand, then left arm, right hand, right arm. then both arms and legs together, sensing all four appendages. Then you take your sensation down to your coccyx, down to the base of your spine, and you carefully imagine going up your spine with your sensation. And there's not too many nerve endings in the back, so this is just take some concentration. Go up your spine into your head. Feel your head and face and your whole spine. And go down your chest. Feel your chest, your stomach. Let yourself breathe. Do not try to control your breathing. This is not a breathing exercise at all. Just let it go, but feel it. And then go down deep into your solar plexus, down below your belly button where your center of gravity is. And then from there, feel a sensation of your whole body. And while you're in this state now, you're going to do a new exercise. What you're going to do is you're going to do a thought exercise. You're going to say something to the universe around you. Remember, this is done all the time in this universe by trillions and trillions of beings, but not on Earth. So this is going to be, if you start doing this regularly, it's liable to be noticed. Liable to be noted. Because we're just barely beginning to wake up here, okay? And you will join a big chorus, but it will cause happy surprise out there. All right, here's what you do. You have to form thoughts, words into thoughts, and this is very, very important. Otherwise, you cannot be understood. What you're sending out now is kind of sounds like very complicated static to someone who can hear on this level. And what it is the underlying forms that your brain will send, for example, to your vocal cords so you speak. This is what I'm sending out now. I'm not sending my words out. I'm putting my words on this tape. But to put your words in your thought, it's different. What you do is you silence yourself. And you make the thought, I need and want your help. You make these words in your head, silently in your mind, I need and want your help. You then enclose these words in light, in a sphere of light in your mind, imaginary. And you take this sphere, and you don't send it anywhere. What you do is, you imagine this sphere expanding to cover your whole body, expanding further until it covers the whole world, expanding further until it covers the whole solar system, expanding further until it covers the whole galaxy and goes especially to those who can help you the most. It's got a stamp on it. The stamp is to those who can help me the most. Then to the whole universe that you know. Then to the universe that you don't know. Then to all of the universes around you that you cannot see or perceive directly, you penetrate those as well. Your message goes everywhere.